Support for Community Connection comes from Open Door Health Services, welcoming new patients in all areas of care, including family practice, adult primary care, pediatrics, women's health, family planning, and dental care. More information is at opendoorhs.org. Welcome to Community Connection, the iPair original show where we talk with the people working in nonprofit groups in our area and let you know how you can get involved.
I'm Michelle Kinsey, and joining me are members of the Delaware County Master Gardener Association, and I'm just going to let them introduce themselves and tell you a little bit about their history with this organization. We'll start with you, Martha.
Yeah, my name is Martha McClurg. I've been a Master Gardener for 3 years, and I'm a member of the local association here and then involved with several different committees.
Wonderful.
I'm Sarah Krebs. I have been a Master Gardener since 2012, and I am the current president of the Master Gardeners Association in Delaware County.
And I'm Kate Bell. I am currently the treasurer of the association, and I've been a Master Gardener since 2012.
Fantastic. So full disclosure, Sarah Krebs works for WIPB-TV right down the hall. So when she's not doing video production, she is working with plants. And that's pretty awesome. That is pretty awesome. Okay. So tell me a little bit about the history of this organization. Sarah, do you want to jump in and tell us a little bit about its history?
The Master Gardener program is part of Purdue Extension. It's all volunteer-based. You take a 14-week class certification. You take a test at the end of that, and then you have to do volunteer and educational hours to stay certified each year. And we became a association. Not each county has to have their own association.
Okay.
The first class that went through in Delaware County thought that was something that we needed here in Delaware County. So in 1990, they formed that, and we still have some of those members that have been with the association. They're still active today.
Wow.
Yes. They don't do as much as what they once did, but they still come to the meetings. They still are involved with all of our activities. So.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. And we were talking earlier because I went through the Master Gardener program in the early 90s. And you mentioned that it's changed a lot over the years, but we were talking about this massive amount of information you get when you go through the training, a binder of, I don't know how many pages, literally hundreds.
Yes, hundreds of
pages. And Sarah said, oh, well, now it's on a thumb drive. But yeah, if you prefer it that way. So yeah, a lot of changes are happening, but still such a wonderful resource, right? Martha,
yes.
You were saying that the mm-hmm. information that you get through going to those courses is so valuable.
Yeah, yep. Just the binder. I have the physical binder too, just because mm-hmm. I like hard copies.
Sure.
But it's great. We're able to take it out in the community, like when I'm helping at the farmer's market, in case there's something I don't remember at that instant, I can look it up, or if the computer's down. But it's great material that you take the class once, and unless you use it immediately, like I don't do anything with grass and turf,
sure,
at all.
Yeah,
but if I ever needed to, yeah. I know where I need to go.
That's right. So let's talk a little bit about why each of you decided to get involved with this association. Is this a lifelong green thumb situation? Did you, you know, do a lot of gardening maybe with your families? Talk a little bit about that. We'll start again with you, Martha.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm one of the odd ones probably in that I've wanted to be a master gardener since I was a little kid. And that was because I grew up in Illinois, so not in Indiana, but they have a master gardener program too. And one of our good family friends, kind of our adopted grandma, was a master gardener. One of the first ones. And she was involved with the local botanical center and horticulture club. And she would take me along to meetings. So I kind of grew up with my mom and my grandma and then this great family mentor really investing in horticulture. So I wanted to be a junior master gardener, but the program back then was very different than it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, when I'm 18, I'm going to do it. And then I was in college and grad school. And, you know,
busy.
All the things happened.
Right.
I forgot.
Right.
But then one day, one of my colleagues was like, Martha, you should really do this. Because she's a master gardener and I'm a registered dietitian. So really food and gardening pair together very well.
Sure.
So I took the class before we knew my husband and I would be moving for work before we started having kids. So it's been something I've wanted to do forever, and then I finally did it. I'm really glad I did.
That's wonderful. I bet you were really glad to find out that we had such an active association when you got here to Muncie.
It was great.
Right?
Yeah, Delaware County has a very active association, which is not something that I take lightly at all, because it's been a great group to be a part of, and my credentials transferred from the state I moved from, which was great.
That's wonderful. Sarah, why did you get involved?
I've been wanting to garden ever so well since I, you know, was a wee little kid and could go out into the garden and pull weeds, help my mom.
Mm-hmm.
We always had a huge garden growing up. probably about a half acre or more.
Wow.
My mom always loved to put more than what we needed out, give sure. it to the neighbors, take sure. it into work, give it to people. So I've grown up with a love of gardening. My grandparents love to garden. They live right next door to us. So we were always out in during the summertime, outside in the garden, in the dirt. So my sister and I, we talked about it for several years. Hey, we should do this class. We should do this class. We finally took it. And we're involved probably about a year. And then we started, they asked if we wanted to serve on the board. Mm-hmm. So we just, it was kind of all in at that point.
I was just
going to
say, you were in and you have been all in since then, right? Yeah. Yeah. What about you, Kate?
Well, I grew up in Indiana and my parents both gardened. We had about a half an acre garden as well. And we always grew more than we needed so that we could contribute to the community. Yeah. And I grew up with that deeply ingrained. I moved to Colorado, and I lived there a long time. And I met a woman there that was a master gardener, and I really wanted to take the class. But I was working. I worked for a software company, and they only offered the classes during the day. So it felt like they weren't offered to the general public, just mm-hmm. for people that had a lot of free time. And so when I moved back to Indiana many, many years later, I went to the state fair. They had a booth there for master gardeners. Oh. And I told my husband, that's something I really want to do. And the day after the state fair, where I saw and met several wonderful master gardeners from different counties, mm-hmm. I started calling. And I looked for a class, and I looked. And Delaware County offered one. I actually live in Henry County.
Oh, okay.
But I took the Delaware County class, and so I'm very glad that I did. I love the association. I love the group of people that we're involved with, and I love being able to contribute to the community.
That's wonderful. Well, that is a perfect segue to begin talking about what the association does. So let's talk about some of the things that you do on a regular basis, some of the things, maybe your special events during the year. What does the association do?
Sarah?
Yeah. We have multiple things. We have several events. We've got workshops. We mm-hmm. do farmers market booths, just anything to get out in the community. We have a kids camp. We help out and have a booth at Farm Fest. We have a garden walk. We have a garden expo. Our kids camps, I enjoy. That's what I like, is working with the kids. We have it every April at Mansfield Park. And last year, for the first time, we took it out to Eaton.
Wow.
To the library out there. We want to start doing the one at Mansfield Park. We'll definitely keep, because we have kids coming back there year after sure. year. But we want to try to take it out into the county more.
Yeah.
But we have kids come back to that every single year. We've got a mini camp from ages 5 to 9, a future camp from 10 to 13. And when they age out of that mini camp, they go to the next camp.
Oh, wow.
We have parents contacting us, say, hey, have we missed the sign up for it? You know, I want to get my kids in that. But we have sure. kids come back year after year because they enjoy what they're learning.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. And what are some of the other things that happen? Now, I know we should probably talk about the fact that you meet regularly just as an association. And when does that happen? And where does that happen?
Usually the fourth Wednesday of each month at Minnetrista. 6:30 we start, and then the speaker starts at 7.
Okay. Now, is that open to the public, or it is?
Yes, all meetings are open to the public, and then we have, after the speaker, we have a short business meeting.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. What other events do you have during the year that you would like people to know about and get involved with?
Well, next month we have Farm Fest.
Yes.
At the Delaware County Fairgrounds, and that is a two-day event,
mm-hmm.
and people of all ages can come in, but we do have a lot of schools that come
yes,
to that, as
right.
well as homeschool kids. And so what we do there is really fun. We have seeds for them to actually plant. We have little cups and soil, and so they can actually plant their seeds.
Right.
And they come back year after year and tell us, well, I grew 7 watermelons last year.
Oh.
So it's really, really fun.
That's awesome. That's awesome. What is your favorite event during the year?
Yeah. So I do, like Sarah, really enjoy kids events. Mm-hmm. I have a background as an educator and I love little kids. So I'm actually the co-chair of the mini Master Gardener Camp. So that's probably the favorite activity that I have, because I really think that investing in kids is important and teaching them skills that they can keep for forever. But I also think adults shouldn't be forgotten
sure,
either. So
sure.
One of the great things I think we offer to the Muncie and Delaware County community is that we are at the Minnetrista Farmers Market pretty much every week all through the summer months, and we're during their winter market as well. So there are always at least 2 master gardeners there available that ask, answer questions.
Oh, wow.
We can help We're usually talking about, oh, we're going to be at this event or we have this thing. We've also started offering seasonal recipes and some tips about seasonal eating because we're really trying to tie in that food insecurity piece. Yeah. So we do offer a variety of resources. And then an event that I think is really fun that we kind of switched up the format of this last year is our Garden Expo, which is held, it's going to be held again this year at Minatrista, where it's a kind of a mini gardening conference that's completely free. We have vendors, we have speakers, they're great. It's in October, so you can mark your calendars now.
Right.
And you'll hear more about it as the year goes on. But I think that's another piece if you're like, I don't know if I'm ready to take the plunge into this class, but I really like gardening. You should come because it's free, you can drop in. And we had a great turnout for the first year. We kind of switched up the format this past year. In the past, it charged a slight fee to attend, but this past year was free, and we saw a lot of folks come out.
I think we had over 200 people come out.
Oh, yeah. That's wonderful.
So, yeah, and we had kids' activities and things, too, so it was really something you could come out and do, and ended up being kind of a cruddy day that day, if I remember right. So it was a nice thing to get out and do on a rainy October day.
Yeah. So why do you think it's important for Delaware County to have such an association, an organization? Why is it important for the community?
I think with especially with the food insecurity, it is, people think that it's hard to grow their own food, but it's not. And that's, it kind of ties into one of our service projects since it is our 30th year. We have a bucket garden program that we're starting where we're taking 3-gallon buckets and we're going to plant 3 different types of plants in it. You can, I think we're tomatoes, peppers, maybe onions and lettuce. We'll plant those, but then we are passing those off to families who are food insecure to show them how simple it is that they can grow some of their food and not have to rely so much on, you know, the food banks and all of that stuff, that they can do a little bit about that themselves. I think that's one of the, just teaching people that it's not, you don't need the $100 you know, equipment to just go out and plant.
Because
so many people come to our booths and they're like, oh, I thought you had to have all this elaborate setup where really all you have to have is a bucket and you can grow, you can grow a plant and grow some of your own food. I think that's one of the important things is teaching people how simple it is that they can grow their own.
Yeah, you think you have to have, you know, I have to have a home and a backyard and I have to have a certain amount of land to be able to plant all of this. And I've done container gardens for years.
We have a lot of people who, college kids, they'll stop by the farmer's market booth. I live in an apartment. I have this small balcony. You know, I can't do anything. You can do stuff. You just you have to have the right container to do it in and be able to show them that, you know, no matter how small your space is, you can still grow your food.
Right. I know that the association works a lot with community partners. It's important for you to get out into the community and do some service projects. Martha, can you talk a little bit about maybe one of your favorites?
Yeah. So I think that's an aspect of the Master Gardeners that sometimes folks don't think about, is they think we're at home tending our rose gardens, which some of us have rose gardens. But really, we're involved in the Master Gardeners because of the service aspect and really trying to better our community, make it more beautiful, make it more sustainable, all of those things. So one of the projects I've been involved in this past year is helping revamp the Muncie Children's Museum garden. So it's a great space. You see kids playing out there. But it's been there for 25 years or so. So it just needs kind of some revamping. So we've taken out some trees. We're trying to revamp the prairie area. So there are a lot of opportunities for engagement with members. If they like doing the one-on-one education, that's great. If they're more like, I like to be more behind the scenes, making things educational when somebody comes in, that's available too. So you'll see the green thumbprint of Master Gardeners kind of all throughout the county, whether you realize it or not.
I love that. And I think you're able to do that green thumbprinting all over the community in part because of some fundraisers that you have during the year. And I know one of the big ones is the plant sale. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, our plant sale is May 9th. And we as Master Gardeners contribute plants from our own gardens. We do buy some native plants from certain wholesalers as well. But we have those available for purchase. And if you need instructions on how to plant, if you need resources or information, we're there to answer your questions too. But that is at the Delaware County Fairgrounds. It is on
May 9th.
9th.
And it's bright and early in the morning.
Yes.
Because I know people get
people
there very
stand
early.
In
yes,
line
they do because I've done it.
Those.
That's right.
To get the prime plants.
That's right. That is exactly right. Sarah, is there anything else we missed event-wise or project-wise that you'd like to talk about?
We are partnering with the Ross Center. They have their whole park area that they're wanting to redo. So they've come to us to see if we can assist them with that. So we'll be out in the Ross Center area. And then we also are helping with the Selma Schools. They have a school garden that we started helping with last year. And they use that food in their kitchen at the elementary school. So it's just, we're all over the place. And over the 30 years that we've been in existence, we have over 33,000 volunteer hours to the community.
Oh my goodness.
I don't think, you know, people see us at the farmer's market, but that's only a small portion of what we do. So
that's fantastic. And I love that part of the organization. And I'm so glad that you mentioned that, Sarah, because I don't think we talked about that a lot, but that in order to be involved with Master Gardeners, you really do have to give back to the community. That's such a huge part. And you do that through, you know, logging these volunteer hours. And that's amazing. And so what are the ways that people can get involved with the association?
Well, we have a class that's coming up in August.
Oh, okay.
And it will begin, was it August 11th, I think? And it will go into November. It'll meet once a week in the evening. And so if you work, it's from 6 to 9 p.m.
Wonderful.
So that would be available to you as well.
Sure. And then I know you have a lot of events coming up this year, and especially since it's the 30th anniversary, you threw out a lot of dates. You have a lot going on, but I'm sure there is somewhere where people can go to get all of this information and more. And where should they go if they want more information, Sarah?
Go on our Facebook or our website, and our website is delcomastergardener.org.
DelcoMasterGardener.org. Wonderful. And then you also have a Facebook page. And are you on any other social media that they can look for?
We are just starting our Instagram page. So
great.
We'll have that here shortly. So
wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. And I hope you have a wonderful gardening year.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Community Connection is hosted by Michelle Kinsey, and I'm Sean Ashcraft, the engineer for this show. We're supported in part by Open Door Health Services. To hear more from this conversation and to listen to past episodes, visit us online at indianapublicradio.org/communityconnection or find us in your favorite podcasting app.